Staying grounded today on the ultimate ground rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard, and I want to thank you for taking a few moments out of your day to listen to the show. As always, if you find this show of any benefit, please give us a like and a share so that we can be easier to find and in turn reach more coaches and athletes with a word of encouragement. Today, I'm going to do something a bit different, and I want to give a shout out to Phil Schallenberger, who's the baseball coach at Kearn University in Pennsylvania. Phil, I hope you don't mind me mentioning your name, but Phil happened to send me an encouraging text this week in regards to the show, and I want to thank you for listening. Putting something together like this, you never really know what kind of impact it's having. To be honest, this whole idea basically started as a way for me to hold myself accountable and work through what I felt God was teaching me. So selfishly, the show's good for me, but I hope that it's good for you as well, and if so, I would love to hear from you. Phil and I shared a few brief texts together around the idea of being grounded, remembering why we do what we do as coaches. That's a foundational topic for this show, and it reminded me of a few things. The first is how it is so important as coaches to stay connected with other believers who are in the coaching trenches with you. The ability to share a prayer request, a concern, or offer up some encouragement may seem so small, but it can really be a big boost that is needed in the midst of a hectic job. The second thing I was reminded of was Psalm chapter 1, and this is where I want to spend our time today. So much so that I think it is highly valuable for us to read this entire psalm. It says the following: Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. This psalm speaks directly to the idea of staying grounded, and it goes beyond the simple idea and instructs us as to what we are to be grounded in. As believers, our desire is not to be for sinful things, but instead we are to delight in the law of the Lord. His ways are to be our focus. As coaches, I believe we must be careful not to focus on things that are fleeting, but to be grounded in things that are eternal. It's easy to think that God doesn't care about our coaching. Whatever sport it is, it's just a sport. And we can fall into the trap of thinking that since it's so trivial, that God doesn't really care about it. Well, I refuse to believe that that's true. While I love sport and competition, it is, in the big picture, a trivial thing. However, the sport isn't the focus. I like to view the sport as a tool. And it's with this tool that we have the opportunity to shape young men and women into what God has called them to be. That, I know He cares about. In order to do this, we must stay grounded in Him. We can only pass on things that we know, so in order to pass on the things of God, we must know Him. Well, how do we accomplish that? Well, Psalm 1 tells us that we are to meditate on God day and night. This imagery conveys that He is to be our focal point. We are to be grounded in Him. There's more great imagery in this psalm through the picture of a tree. The man of God is like a tree planted by a stream of water. Well, what does this mean? Well, last summer I was walking down a trail at our local state park with my three young boys. I took the time to point out to them all of the trees that were near the stream of water along the trail. We noticed one in particular that was close to the stream, and it was much larger than those further away from the stream. The reality was that this stream fed the tree that was closest, and as a result, it was stronger and healthier and larger than the other trees. This is exactly what God desires of us. He wants us to be grounded in Him so that we're stronger and don't lose focus on what really matters. The psalm goes on to tell us that the wicked are not like these trees. They're far away from God, and as a result, they are tossed to and fro by the wind. They're not grounded, and as a result, they're not fruitful. As a coach, I hope that you desire to be fruitful. Yes, it's nice to win, and I wish that for you all, but do you desire to move beyond that and to be fruitful? To really impact your players so that they move closer to the men and women that God desires them to be. That won't happen if you're not grounded. So where are you this morning? Are you close to the stream or are you far away? If you want to grow strong and produce strong players, you must be intentional about seeking the stream, about focusing on Him and becoming grounded in the things that really matter. Know this, it's never too late to make that happen. So start today and watch the fruit begin to grow. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.